sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC. Olamukela kustudio 7, ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 1 kuLwezi 2019, ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Injongo yethu yokuthi sifuqe umasipala wethu ukuthi enze umsebenzi wakhe ngendlela okumele angenze ngawo. Kathi sixhase uhlelo olujoxwa i-My City Conversations, lapho sihlanza khona abantu ukuthi sixoxe ngendaba esenzakala kwaBulawayo.
Abenhlanganiso ye-Municipal Review bahlangene labe-council yakwaBulawayo bexoxisana ngokuthi i-council kumele iqhube inhlelo zayo ngokusegcekeni.
Izisebenzi ngesikhathi nje esilandelayo bazabekela imisebenzi akukutsha ezevele sikukhangele ukuthi kuzabuya ngokuthi phela inkulumo phakathi kwabo mqhatshi zibe zikhanya zingaphutshi.
Izisebenzi zikahulumende zithi zizatshengisela ngeviki ezayo ngolwesithathu zikhonona ngeholo ezithi kalisenelisi ukondla imuli.
Manje ayilanga le International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists, sibuthana sikhonona lokusola ukuhlukuluzwa okwenziwa intatheli zindaba lalabo abasebenzela inhlanganiso ezibona ngokuqhutshwa kwembiko.
Intatheli zindaba zibuthane namhlanje zinanza ilanga lokulwisana lokuhlukuluzwa kwentatheli zindaba ile International Day to End Impunity for Crime Against Journalists. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kuona lo msakazo. Abenhlanganiso ye-Municipal Review bahlanganela be-council yakwaBulawayo bexoxisana ngokuthi i-council kumele iqhube inhlelo zayo ngokusegcekeni njalo ithuthukise izakhiwo ezisedolobheni leli. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Izakhamuzi zamukele ngenjabulo ukuqhutshwa kwalomhlangano zisithi uzivule amehlo entweni ezithize okwenze zafunda okuningi ngomsebenzi wekhansili yakoBulawayo. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-The Municipal Review, uMnumzana Bukhosi Benkosi Moyo, uchasisa kabanzi ngenjongo yalomhlangano.
Injongo yethu yokuthi sifuqe umasipala wethu ukuthi enze umsebenzi wakhe ngendlela okumele angenze ngawo. Kathi sixhase uhlelo olujoxwa i-My City Conversations, lapho sihlanza khona abantu ukuthi sixoxe ngendaba esenzakala kwaBulawayo.
Unkosikazi Nesisa Mpofu, isikhulumeli sekhansili yakwaBulawayo, uthi kuyadingeka ukuba uZulu asondele eduze ngoba idolobho lingelabantu hashi elikakhansili.
Lesi buyile lapha ku City Conversation ngoba siyananzelela ukuqhatheka kokuxoxisana lama residents akoBulawayo. Siyakwazi ukuthi idabu ukukhulumisana kuyalungisa into eziningi. Okwakuqala kuyayenza ukuthi siliphe i-correct information ngoba i-council is an institution. Iyabe ifuna ukuthi information ifike ebantwini, ifike ngesikhathi njalo ifike ngendlela eyiyo. So uma sihlezi endaweni enye njengaleyi sifenelisa ukuthi sikhulumisane njalo sibuzane ezinye izinto mhlawumbe besingazizwisisi.
UMnumzana Jabulani Mlotshwa, obona ngokwakhiwa kwamadolobho, uthi uBulawayo lamhlanje uhlambulukile ngoba wakhiwa ngokukhaliphileyo. Omunye wabasakhulayo uNkosazana Sinokuthaba Mbambo ukhuthaze abatsha njengaye ukuthi baphatheke emhlanganweni yokwakha uBulawayo.
Engifundile kakhulu ukusebenza kwe-City Council engade ngingakwazi kakhulu, ikakhulu ama-innovations ayenziwayo eBulawayo. Ba-innovate ama-parks esilawo. Ngithanda again ukuthi ngikhuthaze i-youth kakhulu because intsha yithi ama-leaders akusasa. So ngikhuthaza intsha yonke ukuthi attend ama-meetings ama-ward abe isenziwa because ikho lapho esithola khona ukuthi sikhulume kabanzi nalapho esihlala khona, ngithi ekasi lapho esihlala khona sikhulume kabanzi ngenkingi esihlangana lazo la ngalapha esihlala khona.
Omunye wabafundi uMthabisi Dube uthi unanzelele ukuthi abantu nxa bekhulumisana kulamacebo amaningi aphumayo angenza ubulawayo athuthuke.
Ukuba lapha namhlanje kumbonise izinto ezihlukeneyo, njalo ukukhuluma ngezinto okufumele sizenze singubulawayo kuyenza sithole indlela zokuqhubekela phambili ukuthi singenza njani ukuthi idolobho lethu libe ngelingcono. Enye into engizibonileyo ukuthi ma abantu behlangana bekukhuluma, siyathola amacebo ukuthi singenza njani ma singubulawayo. Enye into embona ngathi ngenzakala nxa singadinga indlela yokuthi siyenza amagetsi singubulawayo, njalo sidinge indlela zokuthi sithole amanzi aklini even ungasiwo awezulu, singaqhubekela phambili njalo impilo zethu ziwe ngezingcono.
Umhlangano lo oqhutshelwe ecollegini leNast American Space kobulawayo uhlanganise abakamansipala yakobulawayo, izakhamuzi, amakhampani ehlukeneyo, osomabhizimusi kanye lezikhwicamfundo zokwakha ama-architect. Ngimele iStudio 7 yakobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Izisebenzi zikahulumende zithi zizatshengisela ngeviki ezayo ngolwesithathu zikhonona ngeholo ezithi kalisenelisi ukondla imuli. Inkokheli yezisebenzi zikahulumende ekudale elimanyanisa izisebenzi zomqhatshi e-Apex Council ibe lomhlangano izolo eHarare yavumelana ukuthi kumele kuthathwe leli nyathelo ngoba uhulumende lokho esephula izithembiso zakhe. Izisebenzi lezi zithi zifuna isisebenzi esithola imali ephansi iqale kumadola ngamakhulu amane 475 ngenyanga, lanxa sokuthiwa imuli eyodwa kumele ithole imali ezinkulungwane eziyisikhombisa ngenyanga. UChris Gande weStudio 7 ukuze sizwe ukuthi uxoxa ukuthi uthini ngalolu daba, uxoxa lo mnumzana Jafet Moyo unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeZCTU.
Izisebenzi ngesikhathi nje esilandelayo bazabekela imisebenzi akukutsha bevele sikukhangele ukuthi kuzabuya ngokuthi phela inkulumo phakathi kwabo mqhatshi zibe zikhanya zingaphutshi. Bekungelanto ephumayo kulezo nkulumo ngokuthi umqhatshi kukhanya kathembeki. So akusimangalisi ke ukuthi izisebenzi sezikeza thatha leli qhinga. Sike sabona abanye betshengisela kumaviki adlulileyo besithi bayatshengisela bayakhonona ngokuthi baphakathi kwezijeziso zomnotho. But endzama ukukutsho ukuthi nje kusemthethweni ukuthi nxa ukhonona, nxa ungasukiseki, ukwanise ke ukutshengisela.
Siyabona ukubana lina lani njengenhlanganiso yeZCTU like lakhuluma phambilini ukubana izisebenzi phansi komanyano wenu zingatshengisela, kukhona likwenza?
Siyabatshayela ke ihlombi ukuthi sebe lesivindi esokuthi the conference phela uyemployer ibe kade sikukhangelele. So siyabatshayela ihlombi sithi kaba yenze okusemthethweni okusemandleni abo abakukwanisayo, akulanto embi ngalokhu abakwenzayo.
Manje likhangelele ukuba lo mhlangano oza kunquma yini lokhu kungakafiki ukutshengisela lokhu ngeviki ezayo?
Okwakuqala ikuthi sifuna ukwazi ukuthi bakwenza nini, kumbe njalo baza extenda phela ama invitation kumbe hatshi, njalo siza kubamba njani nxa kuyikuthi nje bazenzela bebodwa, sithathi singena ngaphi kulolu uhlelo lwabo. Okwamanje sithathi sizwe emaphepheni ukuthi yikho sebekuqumile.
Lo mnumzana Jafet Moyo nobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeZCTU ubexoxa icingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 eseHarare. Silokhu sikudaba lunye, uZulu Mathupha uyathandabuza ukuthi uzaphatheka naye ekutshengiseleni okukhangelelwe kwenziwa izisebenzi zikahulumente ngeviki ezayo ngoba kulokwesaba. Kodwa abanye abafana lolwela ilungelo loluntu, umnumzana Jafet Mzacangulube, bathi kumele abantu batshengisele ngokungayi emsebenzini.
Ngombono wami izincela kuna lokugula kwami kwenzeka ukuthi ivile ama service delivery science. Mina ngombono wami abantu asokujengisa abantu abahlale phansi bonke bangayenzi i-government ningabantu itsenzeni. Kuwe ngabantu abathi i-government ukuthi yokwenza. Ngokube lokho esinele ukuthi i-government iyenzani akusincedisi. Impilo isadileki, akusadileki. Amagetsi adura, ukudla kuyadura, yonke into ya-transport iyadura, akuhambelani lama-pay. Ukuthi bazakuvesa kwi-inflation bakholisa abantu imali ethengayo. Abantu bonke abahlale phansi lokhu bazala lilize lokhu. I-government kuyibe ncinga abantu ibacele ukuthi benzeni. Ngoba ngabantu abathi i-government yasenzeni so. Ngoba lokhu akufanele.
Ye, manje nxa ukhangele abantu abasoze besabe na ukuthi baphatheke labo ekutshengiseleni
abantu akudingi ukuthi bahambe ezitradini ngoba bangaye ezitradini bazatshaya lokhu lumenje okhona vele kancingi uyabulala lo khona lo kancingi kuzabatshaya babophe abahlukuluzi balimali ezibhedlela kulamithi njengoba sinje siyagula akulamithi ezibhedlela I have to go kusuke ngi-South Africa ngiyeletshe South Africa so mna umbono wami abantu abahlale phansi bonke ezindlini labona isitshengele esisele esikhulu kakhulu ukuthi wonke umuntu ahlale phansi yonke into ihlale phansi nje ihlale phansi kungabe nto akudingi ukuthi ungene esitradini isitshengisele esikhulu ukuthi abantu bahlale ezindlini ngindawo bangahlala ayipheli iviki i-government ingabizanga ngathi asikhulu ingababizanga ngathi asikhulu kanini akudingi ukuthi bazohambe bayiqalana namapolisa abathawa edrobheni abahlale phansi abantu bangahambi indawo
lo ngumnumzana Jafet Mzacango lube olwela ilungelo loluntu ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7 ekwabulawayo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku shortwave 4930, 13860, la ku 15460 kHz. Lila konjalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli yethu ethi www.voaindebele.com. Live Talk lamuhla sikhangela ubunzima obubhekane lezisebenzi ngenxa yomnotho welizwe. Iningi lazo selikhalala umsebenzi lisithi iholo aliseneli. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singakangena esigabeni esilandelayo besikhangele eza kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Inkamba yabezomvikela bomanyane webutho lemelika lelamazwe ezwekazi le-Africa e-US Africa Command AFRICOM iphawulwe ukuqala ukusebenza kweleni she namhlanje. Inkamba ibikwa yakhiwe ngezigidi ezedlula ezilikhulu zamadola emelika i-$110 million. Ukhulumende wakwele Ethiopia uthi kulabantu abangamachumi phose ayithoba minwembili asebefile kudlakela oluqhamuke esabelweni se-Oromia eseHarare kanye ledolobheni le-Jaya Jawa lokulwisana ngemihlobo. Intatheli izindaba zeZimbabwe zibuthene namhlanje zinanza ilanga lokulwisana lokuhlukuluzwa kwentatheli izindaba ele International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists elinanzwa mhla ka-2 kuLwezi. Lonyaka leli langa linanzwa ngokusungulwa komkhankaso othi Keep Truth Alive. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uPraxedis Jeremiah uxoxelwe nombhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yentatheli izindaba yeZimbabwe Union of Journalists uForster Dongozi.
Besinanzwa ilanga le-International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists sibuthana sikhonona lokusola ukuhlukuluzwa okwenziwa intatheli zindaba lalabo abasebenzela inhlanganiso ezibona ngokuqhutshwa kwembiko.
Belikwenzela kuphi-ke lokhu linanza leli langa?
Besibutheni eHarare lapha kuyinhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Union of Journalists lamalunga ethu lezinye inhlanganiso eziphatha lathi kundaba zokulwela amalungelo entatheli zindaba nebesithe kwaqa emahofisini e-UNESCO kwaba lesikhathi sokuthi abantu bekulidale nje abantu behluza behlola becubungula ukuthi umumo esisebenzela kuwo unjani. Into esivumelane ebesivumelana kuyo yonke ngeyokuthi yona umumo awumanga kuhle. Intatheli zindaba lokhu zisukuluzwa, lokhu zitshaywa. Bekulomunye wethu othatha impikitsha ebele plaster lowatshayisa ngamapholisa asefuka. Ngakho-ke ngakumanga kuhle.
Ngakho-ke lithi kakwenziweni njengentatheli zindaba.
Kufunakala ukuthi abantu bahlale phansi batshengisane ukuthi intatheli zindaba zingasebenza kuhle njani. Pho asocala phela ukuba yintatheli. Kuya umuntu angathi engutitshara kumbe engunesi kumbe engudokotela abantu bangambona bahle baphongumsukela ngenduku langemqwayini. Ngakho-ke sivumelane ukuthi hhathi bonke abathukuluza intatheli zindaba kumele bachothozwe batshelwe ukuthi abakwenzayo akulunganga akuqondanga.
Uhulumende yena ubemelwe na kulumbuthano wokunanza leli langa?
Uhulumende ubekhona ubemele uDr Gurira owe-Ministry of Information, ubemelele u-Permanent Secretary Nick Mangwana, labama-commission, abe-human rights, abemelele amalungelo abantu, labe-National Peace and Reconciliation, bakhomsebenzi wokuxolelana elizweni, bebekhona. Njalo basiqinisile, basithembisa ukuthi hathi xa kukhona okulihlukuluzayo ngokuthi liphatha njani emsebenzini, lingesabi ukubuya emahofisini ethu, libuye lizobika, lizokhala njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi ngapha siyehluleka, ngapha siyahlukuluzwa. Pho sithini bona njengoba bebabamelele amalungelo lokuxolelwana, yibo abazabona ukuthi abantu bazakhumisana njani umlotha.
Lo ngu-Foster Dongozi unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yentatheli zindaba eZimbabwe Union of Journalists obekhuluma ecingweni eseHarare. Kwezemidlalo, abakalahli ithemba abeqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele-Talent Vision lanxa sokusele imidlalo emibili ukuba imidlalo yesigaba se-Southern Region Division 1 ifike komlindi yacina. Intatheli zindaba yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ndawonye lezinye.
Iqembu leTalent Vision linqobele eBhozo 93 kanyana namhla emini emdlalweni oqhutshelwe enkundleni yeCrescent, okuyimpumelelo itsheli lokhu lithiwa ngemiklomelo emithathu liqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane leBulawayo City, lona elibhaxabulele eBinga Pirates nge-7 kanyana emdlalweni oqhutshelwe enkundleni yeLuveve. Isimo sengalane ngemva kwemidlalo yanamhla sitshengisa ukuba iqembu leBulawayo City selile miklomelo ngamashumi ayisithupha lobodwa 61, ukuthi leTalent Vision lile miklomelo engamashumi amahlanu lathoba mnembili 58. Iqembu leTalent Vision lihlale okwesikhathi eside lisesiqongweni sengalane yemiklomelo, kodwa laselithathelwa lesi sikhundla ngemva kokunqotshwa ngele indlovu yanyathela ngolwesihlanu olwendluleyo. Kodwa loba kunjalo, umlandeli waleli qembu uSabelo Masuku uthi yena bazaqeda imidlalo yalo nyaka behlezi phezu kwengalane.
Umhambo lusesekhona, amagame aseleyon la sizabona okokwenza. Khona izadliwa la i-BCC. Yebo, hayi, isikhathi sikhona, amagame aseleyon la, hayi, thina kusawina wonke.
Iqembu leTalent Vision lizadlala la maqembu abalisayo leCasmine kanye leMakomo kumidlalo emibili eliselelayo, kuthi iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala leMossi Rovers kanye leArenal Movers. Imidlalo yenguqu kusigaba seCasilaga Premier Soccer League ingena kuviki yamashumi amabili lathoba munemunye kulimpela viki. Njalo ngesonto kulomdlalo omkhulu phakathi kwamaqembu amakhulu elizweni athi leDynamos kanye leHighlanders. Lo mdlalo uzaqhutshelwa enkundleni yeRufaro, njalo uza ngesikhathi iqembu leHighlanders lichaya ezwayo selokhu kwafika umqeqeshi oyisizalwane selizwe laseNetherlands uHendrik Pierre de Jong ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba zemidlalo ekupheleni komdlalo weqembu lakhe leleyada ngolwesine. Lo mqeqeshi uthe ukhangelele ukuba lo mdlalo ube ngumdlalo wezinga laphezulu.
Agu sodi kube lule ngoba iqembu leDynamo selidlale imidlalo eminingi lisiba umsuki lobhanqa linganqobi. Thina yithi konke kuhamba kuhle, njalo siyaqhubekela phambili sama ukuba siyale lokhu sikhuphuka engalaneni yemklomelo. Njalo likhumbule ukuba elinye ilihlo livele likhangele inkezo leyi esingene khona kusigaba se-semifinal.
eminye imidlalo yesigaba seCasalaga Premier Soccer League izadlalwa ngokulandelayo. Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars lizemukela eLemanyika Diamonds enkundleni eBaobab. Iqembu leFC Platinum lizadlala leBulawayo Chiefs ngaseMandava. Iqembu leRentals lizadibana leHarare City ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Ngensonto iqembu leAda lizadlala leChapungu ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leZPC Kariba lizadlala leBlack Rhinos ngaseNyamunga. Iqembu leWange lizancikilana leMushowani Stars ngaseKolia. Iqembu leTel 1 lizemukela eCape United ngase Ascot. Akuthi umdlalo obekumele ube phakathi kweqembu leChicken Inn leTriangle udluliselwe phambili. Lokhu ngoba iqembu leTriangle lizabe lidlala leNouadhibou elaseMauritania kuhlandla lesibili lesigaba seplayoff kumncintiswano weCAF Confederation Cup. Lo mdlalo uzaqhutshelwa enkundleni eBarber Fields koBulawayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Vichy was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, 7 to 14. Was a Friday, my sweetie. Was a Friday, in a maling for me, when I. We baba, gonzi magnum taba. We baba, 7 to 14. We baba. Money I get,
yebo ke ngumculo esibusebenzisayo lo okaJohnny Clark oweqembu leSavuka. Namhlanje ke lusisungulela uhlelo lweWoza Friday kuliviki umsakazi weStudio 7. U-Ezra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa lejaha elisakhulayo uBright Moyo owazakala ngegama lokuthi Brian, njalo ucula umdumo wedancehall esedolobheni leGwanda. Namhlanje ke silethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Chiquita production is pride. You know,
Utulu moyo wami.
Balutshwane abaculi abadabuka emajawundini abadumileyo kwezomculo, umfana kamoyo osetshaya isicathulo kwezokala ngomdumo wakulezi nsuku owedenzol.
Ibizo lami emsebenzini ngoBry, spelling BRY. Lama album angu-6 esengawahlabelayo. Elokuqala kuthiwa nguphule umoya wami, elesibili kuthiwa ngu The Way, elesithathu kuthiwa nguhamba lami, elesine kuthiwa ngusofa silahlane, elinye kuthiwa wakwenza njani, elinye kuthiwa izinto ziyenzeka. Ngisakhangelele njalo futhi ukuthi ngikhiphe elinye, but leli seliyenziwe nje, sina elabe ngokuthiwa ngu Tears of the Sun.
Yeah.
Ucula ekunale majonden uBry lapho kulenkaba yakhe khona, njalo uqale esemncane uthanda ezokucula.
Mina ngazalelwa eMabuzi Hospitali, ngafunda iprimary eMajonda Primary School, eGwanda isecondary ngayifundela eGwanda Government. Then ezomculo ngaqalisa ngo-2009 sisikolo siyenza okwamakhwaya khwaya nje. Then recording yami ngaqalisa ngo-2013 ngomnyundoda owayekhona bafuthe eGwanda njalo okuthiwa nguNasty B.
uBry uthi kulabahlabeleli abaningi abamenza waba lomfutho wokuthi laye acule.
I got my inspiration from Olaki Dube lo Michael Jackson. Yami idansoli yehlukene le dansoli yabantu abaningi. Yami idansoli lena ngalilalela ikakhulu oChristopher Martin. Idansoli engathi ihambe ku reggae mbijana, so ngathi i music ele message.
Ijaha lakumoyo lama album ayisithupha njalo liyaphambili lipheka umculo wedancehall. Likhona ukumthola enkundleni zokuzilibazisa lokuxhumana ezifana labo Facebook. Pho elokugcina ungalitshela abalaleli moyo lithini?
Ngile Facebook page elibhalwe Bry Music, and then ku Instagram Bry Strokes U stroke no. Imiculo yami lingayithola kunamba zami u-0713774219. Cele nje ukuthi umphakathi ngowawo ube khona lati kulolu hambo. Hayi, siyabonga.
Mo Pride moyo Pride phela ngendlingizane zengoma ecula umthubo we dancehall njalo eziphekela ngobunono obukhulu nguye besilaye namhlanje kuhlelo hoza Waza Friday libe lempela sonto lichukela igama lami ngu Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
You know Chiketa production is Pride. You know
ukhulu moyo wami. Yeah, wangitshela uzohlala nami. Yeah, now look what you did to me, did to me, did to me. Better look what you did to me, did to me, did to me. Never forget what you did to me. You told me all your lies, I made me believe. You said you left your phone, I voted for you. You said you're gonna come around. It's been a year and now since I saw your face. Oh, oh, wish you all the best in life. If we never meet again, I wish you all the best. Ooh, no more you want me. Yeah, wangitshela uzohlala nami. What you did to me, did to me, did to me. Better look what you did to me, did to me, did to me. Never forget what you did to me. In the sky we were two birds flying high. In the streets like two ways left and right. I thought it was gonna last but you hit your arm fly. You were just teasing me. Oh, oh. Wish you all the best in life. If we never meet again, I wish you all the best in life. The more you want me. Yeah, wangitshela uzohlala nami. Yeah, now look what you did to me, did to me, did to me. Better look what you did to me, did to me, did to me. Never forget what it did to me. You told me all your lies, I made me believe. You said you lost your phone, I voted for you. You said you're gonna come around. It's been a year and now since I saw your face. Oh, oh, wish you all the best in life. If we never meet again, I wish you all the best. Ooh, no more you want me. More you want me. Wangitshela uzohlala nami. Hlala nami. Look what you did to me. Did to me. Did to me. Better look what you did to me. Did to me. Did to me. Never forget what it did to me.
You know, take the production, pride. You know,
na ni na ni na, na, na ni na ni na, yeah, na ni na ni na, na, na ni na ni na, yeah.
You know.
Okay, umculo wejaha elisakhulayo Bright Moyo enokwazakala ngokuthi nguBrian njalo ocula umdumo wedancehall esedolobheni leGwanda belimuza ke kuhlelo lweWoza Friday exoxa lo Ezra Chisa Sibanda. Singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Abenhlanganiso yeMunicipal Review bahlangene labekhansili yakoBulawayo bexoxisana ngokuthi kuqhutshwe inhlelo ngokusegcekeni. Izisebenzi zikahulumende zithi zizatshengisela ngeviki ezayo ngolwesithathu ngeze APEX. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.